Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Take three, drinking a blue Kool-Aid, starting in 3, 2, 1. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back. It is the end of February. We had our little break, but now we're getting ready for the offseason. A life-changing offseason for Detroit Lions fans, sort of Detroit Lions, everybody involved with Detroit Lions, and the NFL, really. Lives are going to be changed this offseason with every move that the Lions make. That's right. And we're going to be drinking the Kool-Aid all the way through it, all the way to the 2023-2024 Super Bowl. Anyways, before we get into all that, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here, and that's everybody. Big Z, and then I'm Big Z, sorry. Then we got UJ.
Hello, Kool-Aid drinkers.
Then we got Red Dog.
Yo.
Bob. And Connor.
How goes it?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Everybody, great greetings.
New intros there, man.
But we're now
we're up the offseason.
Oh, yeah. So, the offseason. Let's just catch up on recent Lion news since we last podcast a couple weeks ago. Connor's boy, Aaron Glenn, staying. You know, he didn't get the head coaching job anywhere. He was a finalist at a couple places, and the Cardinals maybe, the Colts. But nonetheless, he's here. He gets he's getting an extension, too. Connor, I want to get your quick reaction to this.
I think it's good. You know, I've dogged them a lot. I still think the early season hard problems – they had been addressed sooner, we might have would have made the playoffs, but that defense was trending up and they clearly believe in him, so I'm happy he got extended. You know, if that changes, obviously that changes, but I endorse it. I'm glad he's back.
Yeah, everybody thumbs up on this move for the Lions.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
O'Connor, I like it. A clown fan. No, I'm just kidding. No, I like it. I like AG.
I do have a clown of this week that'll come later in the show.
All right, I like it. Yeah. Off-season clowns. Those are the true clowns right there.
There's a great off-season clown for this week, and I think you'll all agree with me.
Oh, man. So a small move, but nonetheless a move. The Lions sign a cornerback in a guy named Mac McClain. Mac McCain. Sorry, I thought it was McClain the first time I read the news, and I did it again.
Too much diehard in your life.
Yes. A former undrafted free agent, spent most of the last few years with the Eagles. He played 2 games with the team. You know, I think it's just a guy that maybe they had their eye on, a camp body. I don't know if this guy will make a roster even, but it's another guy to throw in the fire with the Lions cornerback problems. Do you guys have any comments on Mac McCain, or do you just like the name?
Great name guy. You always need a good name guy in the organization.
I like that you absolutely confusing him with John McClain. That's my favorite.
I hope it keeps happening too. Like throughout the season, you keep confusing him.
So here's another off-season news. I think it gives a little more conversation here. And that is the Jalen Ramsey rumor. So first of all, Micah Parsons. There's a report that said Amon-Ra St. Brown is trying to recruit Jalen Ramsey to come to the Lions. And then you have Micah Parsons responding to a tweet about that news. Saying, what were the exact words?
I will read you the exact words. He said, "I'm sorry, no one going from LA to Detroit." Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. He was going to be my clown of the week. So thank you for lobbing it off like that.
So Micah Parsons, your clown of the week. Yeah, that's a ridiculous comment. Detroit is disrespectful. Yeah, expand, Connor. Come on.
Granted, we should have drafted him probably back in the day, but now that we didn't, I'm so glad we didn't, because that is just so disrespectful, and that's just not like that's like an unnecessary comment that goes beyond like just indicting the team. Like, right. I think that's shooting at the city, which I think is so unnecessary and
yeah,
not very professional.
I mean, where does that hate come from? You know, I mean, he's a young guy. I mean, where's he have built up hate for Detroit somewhere? I don't get it.
I think Penne is still and will continue to be the right choice.
No, I'm not. No, I agree, but there are people out there that are like on the Micah train. I'm glad we have Penne, though. That wasn't what I was trying to say.
Well, good news, because the Lions travel to Dallas again this year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that, at least. That'll be a good revenge game then, Connor. And you can be a clown again that week.
I agree. And Jerry Jacobs was also pulling out the stops on Twitter trying to get Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. So the rumor is that Jalen Ramsey most likely will be either released or traded because the Rams cap space is just not going to allow it. So basically, if you trade for Jalen Ramsey, not only are you giving away draft capital, you got to pay him to extend him. So having said all that, I wanted to get your guys' opinions. I'll start with Bob here. First of all, would you trade for Jalen Ramsey, and at what price?
No, I'm not really too keen on that trade, just because giving up assets for an older guy. But, I mean, he is still a good player. If they get him at a cheap price, you know, I would be all for it. But I don't want to give up first rounder, which some people are saying on the internet. You know, nothing like that.
Definitely not.
Hmm. Connor, so you don't know first rounder either? Or what would you give up then?
I'd consider like something in the second round for sure, but a first round pick, I don't know. This doesn't seem like a Brad Holmes trade, but with the Rams, like, they were often signing cornerbacks. They weren't like as heavy into drafting them. So this might be a case where they make an exception. But he is 29, right?
Yeah, 29. Yeah.
I believe so.
That makes it like, I don't know. That makes it tougher for me to give up a first round pick. That's like, I don't know. I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, 28. Yep, 28.
Oh, he's 28. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, Rud Dog, what do you think?
It's an interesting one. I gotta say, I've seen some my first instinct was kind of like with Connor, I don't want to break the bank per se and like cripple our future, but I've seen some intriguing like theories and possibilities out there. I don't think we do first round pick. I'm kind of on board with that, but like I saw one. I know it doesn't really matter. It means nothing really. But like people have done like scenarios on PFF's like trade simulators, and like I've seen ones where like we trade a second round pick and like a later round pick and get something else and him or something. Like, I don't know. All I'm saying is he's still young enough where if we acquire him in a way where like you're not gonna get a better player than him right away in this draft period. So, I mean, and he's gonna instantly make your secondary like so much better. And he's still got tread on the tires. If you get him from like a 2-3 year contract and you pay him like reasonable amount of money, like he could be our one superstar contract on defense, because we're in a really nice spot where most of our best talent on our defense is not in line for big contracts anytime soon. So I don't know. It's very intriguing. He's an excellent player. If we got him, it would instantly make our defense so much better. Things have to work out right, but I would love it if they did. It's just one of those things. Things have to work out right. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but that's just what it is.
You
might be able to pay a pretty good amount.
Yeah, well, I kind of agree with you guys. He's a great player, and I would love to have him on the team. But I just don't see Holmes breaking the bank to get him. So if we can get him on a good kind of deal, I'm okay with it. But, yeah, I like that. I kind of like the way they've been going the last couple of years, going through the draft mostly. And I do think we may need a big free agent signing and one of the sides of the ball somewhere on our team just to boost us a little bit. But I don't think we're ready to quite take that leap yet. I think we got one more year of development here to really put us in the upper echelon. And I think we do that more through the draft. So I don't want to see them giving up too much draft capital to make this play. But that being said, if the right kind of deal, man, I'd love to see him on the team. And he's still a stud. Guy's a great player. So,
Peter King, he used to write for Sports Illustrated for a long time. His Monday Morning Quarterback column. He has a lot of inside. He projects that the Rams could get something between, these are his words, between a low first round pick this year, and a package of picks, perhaps a low two this year and a fourth rounder this year or next. I would do that. If I was the Lions, I gave up the 18th. We have 2 second round picks as well. I'd add a fourth next year. I think Jalen Ramsey fills a giant need for this team, and I would do that. I think he's that important. You don't find a talent like that. It's hard to find.
You're saying 18th and a second round pick and a fourth?
Yes.
Three picks? Yeah, I don't go. A first, second, like and that. A fourth rounder? That's...
That being said, there's some really good corners in this draft, guys. I mean, I don't want to look past it. There's a couple that are just absolute studs, and it's a lot cheaper to draft one than it is to.
They might draft one and sign one. I mean, this. Yeah. I'm of the belief that they need multiple cornerbacks on this team.
Well, they need one to start.
Definitely need one.
Well, I know.
It's easier to find one than two.
This is all pretend scenario. They could still draft one and sign Jalen Ramsey is what I'm saying. Like that's so what it
Z's all on board though, is what I'm gathering, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen the impact Jalen Ramsey has on the defense? It's massive. And the Lions are missing it desperately.
But you gotta consider, what talent we're gonna start developing this year. I mean, I kind of get that, but you're talking about sending a boatload of picks for one player. These guys could be guys that become core players, in our future that keep us contenders for a long time. I just feel like what you're projecting is breaking the bank, and I don't want to break the bank. I'm willing to spend a lot out of the bank, but I'm not willing to break the bank.
Yeah. I could see a splash going for somebody, but I don't know if that's the position you want, a cornerback, if you're going to put all your money into one cornerback slot.
Right.
If that's going to.
But I like our safeties. I'm really liking our D line. Maybe one more edge piece or something like that. D tackle, yep. And then linebacker, we probably need one other guy. So, I mean, there's a lot of pieces, but cornerback is, I think, clearly the weakest part of the roster right now. And
absolutely.
If you get Jalen Ramsey, that changes everything. You got one lockdown guy, you can have. Jalen Ramsey, he takes care of one side of the field or the like an A.J. Brown or something like that, like the best receiver on another team. Then you can focus the safety in the second cornerback, maybe double up on that guy or topper. There's a lot more things you can do with a guy like Jalen Ramsey on your team. I think that's worth the three picks because you never know at the draft what you're going to get. With Jalen Ramsey, you know what you're going to get. And it's all pro level quarterback play.
You know what you do get, Z, though? You know you get out of the draft, you get youth, and you get upside. Like, here's the thing, you're turning three potential like future players right now into one, and I'm not totally against that, but I just don't think three, like if it was like our second, fourth, and like a third or something, maybe two, a first round, a second, and a third or fourth, that's so much.
Two fifths. I agree. Especially like
the way the Lions are developing talent. We've seen how they develop these guys. And then I don't want to get too far ahead with the draft and all that, but there's this kid named Witherspoon from Illinois that's just fucking, I'm jonesing on. This kid is so good.
He's awesome. But another U of I defensive back. Let's get him all in here.
I know, and we wouldn't have to give up. We just pick him. And there he is.
He's being mocked a lot to the Lions in that eighth spot.
Yeah.
So, or the six, or sorry.
Six, yeah.
Six.
Yeah, six. But that's really high to take a cornerback again.
It is.
I don't know if
I don't want Witherspoon at six personally. I like him as a player a lot, but like it's this on film, he's a dynamo, but like to me, it's the size that concerns. He's not the height, but like that 183. Like, I don't know, like he better really blow out that speed in the combine if we're comparing him at six, because that's just such a high spot for another cornerback. And he, we could add trenches like galore. right there. There's I don't be think. At least...
Yeah, Brad Holmes has never drafted a cornerback that high. Like, I'm counting his time at the Rams where he wasn't actually drafting them, but the Rams never took a cornerback high at all when Brad Holmes was there. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I don't have the numbers in front of me, so this isn't very scientific. Yeah, like,
you know what they did do though, Connor? They traded two first rounders and another for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of agreeing with you in this sense. I mean, I'm not saying they should give away the capital, but I don't think Brad Holmes is going to draft a cornerback at sixth. I think that would go against like his history to do something like that, unless he's a true stud and there's questions about this guy.
I agree with that. Yeah, Red Dog.
Do you think those three picks that you're giving up, or those boatload of picks you're giving up for Ramsey, they don't hinder our future development at all? You think we're ready to start going for home run kind of acquire acquisitions?
I do. I mean, this acquisition isn't like a rental. You would sign Jalen Ramsey for probably 4 years. Yeah. You're getting him at 28, so you're at least getting, you know, the 2 years on the side of 30. Mm-hmm. I think his skill set will hold up.
I don't.
At least 3 years of that contract.
What Red Dog's talking about is what you're giving up. You're not. He's asking about that. All you're giving up for that. Like those players.
There's two sides to that, because like Brad Holmes finds guys like Rodrigo in the sixth round, and that's like that'll make up for it. But on the other end, think about those three studs he could draft, like with those three picks you're giving up. So it's like it both hurts and helps your argument. I think it's a very interesting conversation.
If we get him, I'll be super psyched. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I will. I think we all will be. I might get his jersey if we get him, honestly.
Yeah. I'm curious. You know, let me go off the off-season schedule really quick, just like some important dates for our listeners to know. So as we record this, tomorrow, actually, the 28th, this might be released on the 29th, so this might be a day later. But anyways, the NFL Combine starts. It goes through March 6th. I think the players will show up tomorrow. This weekend is more when the testing and such happens. So we'll be racking all that. But the NFL Combine, it's kind of a random, or like a lot of the top picks, like Jalen Carter, I don't know if they're working out. They save it for their pro day usually. But this is where we find like that third and fourth round type guy that maybe leaps up to the second round or something like that. I mean... This isn't new. I mean, a lot of top picks lately have been skipping the combine, except for like the interview portion and the medicals, and then wait till the pro day. That's more of a recent trend because they don't want to hurt themselves or something like that. They want to do it in their own field under their own conditions. That's why I always hear the pro day times are always better than the combine ones. The stopwatches are just a little faster on their home practice turf. It seems. But anyways, that is this weekend. It's in Indianapolis again. And then the next big date really is the 13th through the 15th of March. And that is when the negotiating period opens in the NFL for free agency. And then after that, it's really the draft is the next thing to look for. Late April, April 27th through 29th this year. It's in Kansas City. There's other little deadlines here, but those are the big ones you need to know. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, I had it and then I forgot. But, oh, I'm sorry. I've been in news. Michael Brockers got cut, which kind of goes in.
What?
Yes, no. The Lions saved $10 million. So they can also save $10 million by cutting Big V. And then the other move, do you guys think Big V is going to be around? For next season?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They got off the ground a little bit.
Yeah, he was showing good signs until he got hurt.
I think
he played more than three games.
What, was it back last year or something? I don't. That was a failed project completely.
I don't agree with that.
Are there any other cuts they could make that make any sense from a cap perspective?
So the other interesting one would be Aquara. I believe the Lions save $8 million if they cut Aquara, so that will be interesting.
Oh, Aquara is interesting.
Romeo Aquara, of course, I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
That's an interesting one.
The other interesting one is Charles Harris. The Lions would save $7.5 million by cutting him.
Right.
Injury riddled last year. Obviously got the big contract before.
I don't want to cut him.
He could be a good like fourth rotational guy. That's a tough one, but that's where the Lions can really save big and maybe not lose as much per se.
I'm kind of hoping they do like a restructuring with Aquar or something. Maybe his injury has like weakened his negotiating position. He needs to I don't know. He's not good. I feel like he wouldn't do big if we cut him. He wouldn't like rake it in free agency, but like.
Right.
I feel like maybe we could get him on like a little bit of a prove it now that he's coming off this Achilles and stuff. I don't know. I'm hoping we manage to retain him because I still like what his potential is, but he's got to prove it still.
Well, if you had to keep one or the other, which would you keep, Harris or Aquara?
Romeo would be my choice, but.
Yeah, so.
I think me too.
Let me correct, actually. Romeo Aquara would save $11 million against the cap.
Ooh,
Big V would save $9.5 million. By being cut, and then Charles Harris would be $6 million.
That's a lot of money.
I like
it. And the Lions are already under the cap right now at $22 million, so that would really open the doors for some flexibility and free agency.
I don't know. I like Romeo so much, but I don't know. It's been so weird with the Aquaras.
We need the Aquara brothers, Connor, on the field at the same time for at least once.
I don't disagree with you. It's just interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Would you all cut
the Kelsey brothers?
I think I would.
You would, Big Z, or you would?
I think I would.
Oh, you would. Okay.
I just don't think he's worth $11 million.
Yeah, I didn't know he was making that much.
Well, he signed to 3 years, $30 million, right? And then it must have rolled over a little bit with the numbers.
He got
this
his
year.
Big contract and then got hurt. It sucks.
I'd like to see him stay, if they can afford him, obviously, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, I think we're all in agreement that we want to see him stay. If the Lions can make make it more team-friendly contract, then we'll $11 million.
Because Z's really giving away all our draft picks for one guy. So we need players.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's fine. If we get Jalen Ramsey, that's fine by me.
I didn't realize Ty did play 15 games last year. I totally forgot ever seeing him on the field. It's been so long, it feels like.
Yeah, so let me just go over some guys that maybe to look for at the Combine this weekend that have been mocked to the Lions in various media outlets. Daniel Jeremiah, actually one of my favorite files, but I don't agree with this one, had the Lions picking Anthony Richardson in the first round at pick 18. Do we like that or not?
No.
Because I've seen this one argued on the Twitter and such. So
I have mixed emotions about that one.
At 18, I can swallow it. Because you know what? That's like the classic, Aaron Rodgers pick right there. The Pat Mahomes pick. The guy with super crazy upside that people are just too unsure about that falls. Like 18, I don't feel like sends a message to Goff either. That we're replacing you. It sounds like we just need a really good backup, and this guy could, eventually be something. But I like it because he's got such immense potential. Like if you watch his film, just rocket arm, and he's got all the speed.
Wait, Pat Mahomes was a better college quarterback. He didn't fall to 18, did he? I thought he was 11 or something.
12.
Further than top quarterbacks usually do. I don't remember exactly what pick, but my point is he's got all the upside. And he's already done pro-style concepts in college, which, just puts him light years ahead of all the guys that came out last year, like that Malik Willis and stuff, who did all those RPO, offenses. I like the prospect. I don't know. I don't want him at 18 if he fell to the second round somehow. But 18, I mean, we finally have our guy maybe for the future, and he could sit for 2 years at least behind Goff and, really learn and grow. And who knows? He's the kind of guy who Goff goes down, you win games still, potentially.
Potentially. I don't kind of know he has all the upside, though. His completion percentage was terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got a huge upside.
And he watched some of his highlights, though. It's rare arm talent.
There's something, I'm trying to find the stat, but there's a stat throwing wise, he ranked almost dead last of all college quarterbacks. And I'm trying to find out what that is.
Yeah, he's not the most accurate quarterback. Nope. And every game I watched him, he was not good. But
his skills were escapism and throwing the ball. But what did we just watch win the Super Bowl? So, you know, I mean, I get it. I'm not saying he's the guy. I'm not saying there's anything obvious about it other than his just immense upside because he's got an absolute cannon.
So we're drafting Justin Fields.
It's not just his arm strength though. It's the way he releases the ball. It looks effortless.
It does.
When he walks
60 yards
throw the deep ball.
He looked great in training camp.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I think I'd much rather have Jalen Ramsey than give up 18 for that. I mean, I think that's a wasted pick.
I would agree, Bob. I would definitely agree.
Yeah, I actually agree.
But
here's a question though, Bob. Though, because here's the hypothetical. Because we're in our little bubble right now. But take it out another level. It's Brad Holmes who decides to do this. You still don't feel better about it?
No, because that would be a mistake on his part. And he really likes Jared Goff, and he saw that before the rest of the world did, that Goff is actually one of the top quarterbacks when people were counting him out. And Goff is still young.
Don't put me – I'm a Jared Goff guy. I love Jared. I think he's going to take us there.
Well, why are you worried about replacing him at the first-round pick right now?
This is casting a pick to the future. It addresses one big need of backup quarterback, and it gets a guy who can develop. Because that's the thing about him. Like, of all these quarterback prospects coming out, he's the biggest project. And, like, I think that would be the thing. Like, you are taking a project, but, like, he can sit behind Goff and learn and grow and get the skills and the practice he needs in the league and do what Rodgers did behind Favre. Like, that's the scenario. Like, that's the dream scenario if we could pull it off.
Like Jordan Love? I don't think Jordan Love's any great thing. And
say Jordan Love. I said,
well, he's another first round sit him for a couple years.
Right, they tried to repeat the same process. I don't think Love was near the prospect that Rodgers was coming out, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd like to see him draft Richardson, but I would like to see him draft a quarterback that can develop here in this draft. I think they really need to. We can't just use retreads, you know, that are bouncing around the league for backups. We need a guy we can develop. In case Goff does go down, someone, you know, you've seen the success some teams like the 49ers have had, Patriots, you know, by drafting quarterbacks that they can develop the way they want to. We need that too, I think. I consider it a need in this draft, getting a quarterback.
I think the 49ers are the true standout example there. They just find guys. But
yeah,
it's interesting. I don't know. It's not a first round need to me, though, or a second round need. When this team's so close to getting over the hump.
Yeah, you're a third rounder. I mean, why not? But I still say, like last year, I was pushing on Zappe, and I thought that would have been a great pickup for the Lions. We'd have this guy developing. I still feel the same this year. And in fact, I think it more this year than last year, that we need a guy we can develop and draft and develop the way we want to, not just some guy retread that goes around the league bouncing around the teams.
I'm with you, UJ. Like last year, I totally disagreed with your Zappe pick where you wanted him in like the third or fourth round, like super early. Like I last year was not the year for it. We had too many vacancies on the front end of our roster starting. But this year, I think it's absolutely time to add young potential behind Goff who can develop. Like there's just we need it. And I don't want these jamokes, like, I don't even remember their names. That's how little I care about
them. I want to bring back Chase Daniel as our backup.
Yeah.
Not a journeyman. Someone we could develop.
Tim Boyle. So, let's bring back Tim Boyle.
Oh, stop.
Someone exactly not like him is who I want.
I got you. All right. Well, I knew that, you know. Does stir up some emotions, but Devin Witherspoon is the top one I've seen in various
ways. That's it. Recently though. Before it seemed like the big one was Tyree Wilson. Everyone was knocking out. You know how these things change from day to day, week to week. Now, yeah, it's Witherspoon right now. Who will it be next week?
Are you guys? Are any of you familiar with this Kalijah kid out of Pitt? I've seen him as the second rated D tackle behind Jalen Carter. He's 6'1", 280, at Pitt, and he's expected to run like blazing speed. He looks like a little like Aaron Donald clone. I know it's a crazy comparison, but it's like warranted here because he plays the game the same way Aaron Donald did in college. Extreme quicks to disrupt interior offensive linemen and stuff, and just penetration. This kid looks outstanding, like just a sheer disruptor from the inside. He gets strong in an NFL, you know, weight program like Donald did. I mean, he looks like he could be something special. And I think he, like, his stats were matched the productions there too. Like, this kid looks good. I'm telling you, check him out. Because has anyone heard a rumor? I don't know if this is true. It's just I saw it somewhere that maybe Jalen Carter don't have that dog in him. Like, he's a freak of nature, but he ain't necessarily like Mr. Super, like, you know, dedicated grinder animal type, just a freak who kind of just gets by on what he's got.
I have not heard
I don't
that.
Know. You know, rumors float around this time either. Of year, so maybe the Lions put that one out there. You know,
are you trying to spread that so he drops to us?
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go. Spread it around, boys.
I want to see him picking up Aaron Rodgers in both arms, or in one arm next year and doing this, you know, putting the one.
Oh, yeah. And that clip. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'd love to see that.
So, this weekend, look for Devin Witherspoon. That's a lot of people targeting the Lions in their mock draft, but also Christian Gonzalez, another cornerback out of Oregon.
Yeah.
He looks more like what you would want at six. Not in the sense that, like, Witherspoon's a destroyer. He's an absolute heat-seeking missile. But this kid looks every bit more like – he reminds me more of, like, who is a primetime. He's super silky smooth at 6'2", just runs in the hip pocket of these receivers, and it's just – he looks really good.
Hmm.
Silky smooth, yeah. Huh?
Super smooth mover, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Like, he's not jerky. He just glides around the field. Like, kind of reminds me of the way Jalen Ramsey plays, but I don't know if he has that dog in him either. That's the question about him.
I like it. Like, Gonzalez right is the next Neon Deion, and Richardson's the next Mahomes. So it...
Wrong position. Ed Reed safety.
Yeah. Anyway.
A couple of quarterbacks to at least keep your eye on, maybe at pick 18. Joey Porter Jr. I've seen thrown out there every once in a while. Cornerback out of Penn State, and then Keely Ringo, cornerback out of Georgia, maybe not a pick six, but pick 18.
Have you guys looked at Joey Porter? He's intriguing to me because both Witherspoon and Gonzalez had questions about their ball skills going into their final year, and then both like they both had like no picks and then went to like 3+ picks each in their final year in college. Whereas Joey Porter just continued to be an absolute shutdown guy. But you look at him, 6'2". And got the longest damn arms. I think his arms are tall, longer than he is tall. Like, freaky, freaky. I have a feeling, like, and he's athletic and he can run with the receivers and everything. I have a feeling he might take a huge, like, jump at the next level. Like, that guy that, like, you just don't see it coming because in college the production wasn't there. But he's got these physical traits that are just so intriguing that you just don't see from a cornerback normally.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the combine's good for. It's like a standardized way of measuring all these guys rather than each team kind of doing their own thing and hiding in secret. It's nice. It's all public information. That's what's good about the combine. A couple guys I'm really interested in. I think everybody on here is going to learn their names as we get closer to the draft that you might not know of. Tyree Wilson, edge rusher out of Texas Tech. And another guy out of Iowa, his name is Lucas Van Ness. I think, at least you, Jay, I think you're going to really like this guy, Lucas Van Ness.
I do like him, yeah, I do.
He seems like your type of guy. He is a beast. I heard he's, you know, not a lot of people are talking about him, 6'5", 269, edge D lineman rusher, but probably could play three technique on some pass rushing downs. But either way, a beast at Iowa. And the Iowa defenders on the edge have been really good coming out of the draft lately. This is another one. But, man, he's going to put up some really good numbers, I think. And a lot of people haven't been talking about him yet, and I think they will be by the end of this weekend.
I haven't watched Van Ness yet, Z, but I like another Iowa player a lot, Jack Campbell.
Hmm.
Have you watched him yet?
Not as much.
He's a 6'5", like 245, 250 linebacker, middle linebacker, but he's like the best coverage linebacker in college. The dude's height just makes him an absolute terror dropping into deep center with his height, like reaching up and picking balls and stuff. With it, he looks like Urlacher, like his size. It looks weird. He looks like – actually, you know what he looks like when I watch him tackle running backs? He looks like when you create, like, your own Madden player and you just max out all, like, the sizes, and he just looks like this gargantuan dude running around the field. It looks freaky, the 6'5 linebacker just running around. He moves way better than anyone else – or anyone should at that size.
I love him. Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't looked into him too much, yeah. The only linebacker I've seen mock to the Lions at all is Trenton Thompson out of Clemson.
Later, though, right?
It's pick 18, baby. I've seen mocked. Okay, and Bob, you said Sewell's brother?
Noah Sewell. Yeah, Penny's brother.
Mm.
He's
That's true. We could cut a Aquara and get Sewell. So he's still the brother thing.
There you go. Yeah, right. No, he dropped off big time in production in his final year in college. So he's probably going to fall a bit. Like, he was getting like hyped big time after last year. I heard something crazy. Like, he was supposed to even be more impressive than Penny, like physically and everything. Like, he was supposed to be the best.
That'd be hard.
I didn't see that. I didn't. Oh my. That'd be good.
I love all these rumors you're starting. I don't know.
I'm not starting them. I'm just sharing them. They're just take them with the
grain. Two more names I wanted to throw out there, really quick. Bijan Robinson or Bijan Robinson out of Texas, the running back. I think this guy is worth an 18th overall pick. I think he's that good.
I've seen him mocked as high as 2 to the Cardinals.
Yeah,
I would love. Yeah,
Z. I'm generally kind of against a first-round running back, but I think this guy, I might change my mind on that at 18. Our offense is already really good, and he would be a great piece to add to it.
Especially for our offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty durable in college, at least, but 220 pounds. And if you just watch the guy run, he has those instincts that you look for in a running back. Like the anti-Trent Richardson, if you will. If you ever watch Trent Richardson highlights or the lowlights, it's hilarious. There'd be like a wide open lane on the left side and he runs to the right. So go look those up on YouTube if you want for Trent Richardson, that running back. But anyways.
Make up Z to what's his name with the Giants?
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, I've seen him that comparison a lot. That's like the most common one I see.
And honestly, he probably falls to 18 because just the running back position in general in the NFL isn't valued as high these days. Otherwise, and maybe in like 10 years ago, he's a top 5 pick.
Robinson would be an amazing ad, for sure.
I would love to get him. I don't necessarily know I'd pull the trigger on him. Depends on what defensive studs are available. But if we get him, I'll be so excited. Because that's actually a rumor I've heard, too, is that we might be moving on from Swift.
Yeah, I have heard the rumor that Swift isn't in their long-term plans. I don't know how that's founded or not, but
it makes sense. His injuries have just made him so unreliable to like the point where you
I
love
agree.
His upside, but how much do you want to invest in him?
Yeah, and it's not expensive to cut him. So the Lions save 1.7 if they cut him.
Who's Swift?
Tim and had Bijan?
Swift, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would like to see, him and Bijan.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Our three? Oh my God, what a threesome that would be! Holy smokes,
that would be beastly.
The best backfield in college.
That'd be crazy.
College in NFL.
Yeah, that would be beastly. This is the last year of Swift's contract, so the Lions can just ride him out, ride out his contract, and then go from there. I suppose.
Hey, UJ, I want to ask you real quick.
Yeah.
As you got kicked out of the audio there for a second. What do you think of Bijan Robinson at 18 as a possibility?
I love the kid. I was even pondering him at first. I was just imagining in my mind if we took him with the number 6 pick. But no, I think we hold on to 18. And he still might be there, maybe. But I would definitely at 18. I think it's a no-brainer pick. Running back, and we haven't really talked about team needs as much, but I think running back is a need on this team. I think we need to draft a running back. We need someone good. And
yeah,
I mean, our running back room is not completed by any means. I mean, Jamal is good and he's had a great year and all that, but he's not the, you know, he's not a bell cow. He's not the future. Swift is just too often injured. I mean, he's not totally reliable. We need a stud running back. And if we can get Bijan Robinson, oh my God, that would be amazing.
This offense kind of relies on having a consistent running game too.
Absolutely.
So worth investment.
Yeah, with our O line too, like an elite running back who stays healthy behind them, like even if whoever it is, if it's Swift, but like, God, it's going to be so amazing.
Yeah, what a weapon. He'd be amazing.
Actually, what do you guys think of the kid out of Bama? Because I've watched his film and he excites me a lot too. Like, he reminds me of a lot of like really good running backs who have come out in the past. I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah, I like him too. He's good.
But like, he's got it all. He's a receiver, good runner. Real quick.
As a first rounder, you're saying?
I mean, I don't think he's going to fall to the second. Not
Jameer Gibbs?
Anyway.
What?
Yeah, Gibbs.
Yeah, he's a receiving back for sure.
Like, he looks really good, though. I mean, but he can run between the tackles and all that, too. Like, he's good.
Bijan's the only guy I would take in the first round. And otherwise, I think we could find somebody later in rounds. I mean, there's always
Do you guys agree that that's a need? We need a running back. We need to draft a running back.
Yeah. I'm like you with quarterbacks, CJ. I think every year you draft running backs. I think we always need running backs.
Yeah.
I think they should definitely draft a running back. If they draft one offensive position, I think it should be running back.
Not necessarily first round, but at some point later.
Yeah. Well, Bijan in the first round. Otherwise, they should definitely pick up somebody later.
We need a lot more on offense than just running back. We need a guard. We need a backup quarterback. You know, we need a running back. We need stuff. I mean, our offense was great last year, but you know, we still need stuff.
All right, I just want to throw out some names there to look out for this weekend. There's a couple other ones I throw out there really quickly. Just if you're looking for speed, Jalen Hyatt out of Tennessee, he might hit 4.3 or below. That's what the word on the street is, at least. Brian Breesy, D lineman out of Clemson. I've seen him back to the Lions. Look out for him. And then of course, let's look for Michael Mayer. What if the Lions go tight end again and pick number 18? Or
oh God, fans would lose their heads. But
he's good tight end.
He's a good player though.
He's good.
He's Michael really good Mayer. Player. I mean, he's really good. If they had visions for him, I'd be excited.
Imagine they took him at. To go tight end at 6. How crazy that would be.
Not even Michael Mayer.
Brad Holmes is goodwill.
I like him better than Hawk as a prospect, but no.
I would love to see us gaslight ourselves into thinking that was a great pick at 6. We'd be like, you know what? Yeah, he's got the intangibles. Yeah. Just slowly try to convince ourselves that. Exactly.
Just watch the Kool-Aid slowly rot our brains till we come on.
It's like when we tried to convince ourselves that year 3 of Patricia was somehow going to be different than year 2 and 1.
Well,
Fat Patty.
We were
Can I give a shout out to potentially drafting Jake Moody in the later rounds?
Oh yeah, we need a kicker.
We need a kicker.
I know it's not a sexy first round pick, but I think he's an absolute stud. He was great at Michigan.
You're saying for first round?
No, I'm saying in the later rounds. I'm saying it's not a sexy first round pick, but I think we
what
do
round
need to
would you take him.
I'd take him in the fifth round.
What about the fourth? What do you do there?
I don't know. I would not want to go any higher than fourth. I was really thinking fifth, but I don't know.
There's one other guy out there who's supposed to be really good this year, but I don't have his name in front of me.
I know who you're talking about. I think a kicker is a really slept on important position. Like, it changes the way your offense functions if you think you can hit a 45, 50-yard field goal consistently.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we had a good kicker and a good team for once? Like, how awesome would that be?
I know. We always have a good kicker, but not the good team.
Yeah.
Well, I should note that the Lions don't have a fourth-round pick, so...
Oh,
well, there you go. From 81 in the third round to 154 in the fifth.
He wants to trade up to 4.
I'll take him in
the third. Hey, Z, I missed the last podcast, so I don't know if this was covered, but Bob Cooter getting hired by the Colts as an offensive coordinator. I think that's great news for the NFL.
One less offense to worry about this year, boys.
Well, this is a Lions podcast, so
Well, he's an ex-Lions coordinator. That's why I bring him up. That's kind of a,
we should talk about Lombardi too. Then if we're talking about
Joe Lombardi got hired again to be an offensive coordinator.
Well, that makes sense because he worked with Peyton before, and that's
that makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe he made him think staff. He was his grandpa.
I still don't.
But
think
it's not as
sense.
Exciting as the Jim Bob Cooter one, which I'm jacked to see.
Jim Bob Cooter was excited. Definitely better than Joe Lombardi. I'll give you that. I don't.
He wasn't at Colts, right? Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Joe Lombardi, though, the fact that man still finds employment at such high levels in the NFL is so remarkable. I feel like it's just a name thing at this point. Like, we can't knock down a guy named Lombardi. He can't go.
Well, it's a Sean Payton guy, and he was on the staff of a pretty good Sean Payton.
Yeah,
team.
So that's
the worst offensive coordinator in Lions history.
Sean Payton will be doing the play calling in that team.
True.
Wait. Oh, wait. But, where did Lombardi get hired as the OC?
The coordinator, the Broncos.
The Denver Broncos, yeah.
All right. So that's going to wrap it up for us. I think we'll be back here next week reacting to everything in the combine. I'm sure we'll have a lot to react to there. So be looking out for that. And then the Austin's really going to go into full gear with the draft and free agency. But free agency comes first. As I mentioned, 13th through the 15th is when free agency really starts to kick off of March. So other than that, we want to thank everybody for listening. Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your thoughts on the Lions draft and who you're looking for there. Would you trade for Jalen Ramsey, and how much would you give up? Let us know on those social media channels. Other than that, we want to thank our producer, KJ. Oh, it's been a few weeks. We're a little rusty there. So, a little rusty. And we want to thank SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate that as well.
Yes.
But other than that, gentlemen, we'll wrap it up here. We hope everybody, our listeners, had a great month of February, because now we're heading into March. And it's going to be greener pastures going forward for the Lions. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.